one of my friends, we like to read the Craigslist personals in a clown voice.
Ooh, I'm looking for someone to suck me off behind the dumpster during my lunch break.
It's a really fun game. Great physical comedians are gone. Whatever happened to Red Buttons? He's dead, probably. Whatever happened to Carrot Top? He's dead, metaphorically. Yeah. But not here in Friendly Town. Friendly Town, just a little bit of primer for you guys who haven't been to Friendly Town before. It is a fictional utopian society where we, basically every week with this show, we create new things for this fictional society. There is an entire universe that exists in and around Friendly Town. Friendly Town is housed between, or nestled between, the affable ocean and the hospitable harbor and affable ocean, located next to Chum Village, a couple towns over from Buddyberry, and lest we forget, the amazing town of Convivialville, located to our north, and also the nuclear wasteland located to the northwest. But that has no parallel in the real universe with Knoxville at all. Anyway, this week's show, the Friendly Town City Council is proud to present New Year's resolutions! Woo! Woo! All right, so by the time you guys hear this on the internet, this is being recorded, by the way, for Friendly Town Radio, available on your local iTunes. For those of you who are listening to this on the internet, it's probably a couple months into 2017 by this point. We've got a backlog of shows. We have a backlog of meetings and shows. But Friendly Town City Council, our tradition here in Friendly Town is we wait a week after the new year starts. Because every new year we all make a bunch of resolutions and we break them all within like 3 days. For example, this year I resolved to go to the gym more often. And I forgot what a gym was. Like, I literally don't, I don't know what a gym is. If someone could explain what a gymnasium is, that would be very helpful. I also resolved to stop eating fatty foods, and I just started eating pig's fat, like, with a spoon, like, within 3 days. So clearly, New Year's resolutions do not work. However, what we have adopted here as a tradition in Friendly Town is we start, and I say tradition because this is the first year we've done it. I'm making it a tradition right now. As of today, it's a tradition, and we might do this again next year if we don't all, like, kill each other before then, if things don't go downhill in Friendly Town. We are going to be presenting, members of the City Council are going to come up here one by one, and they're going to present to you a couple of their New Year's resolutions. And these can be actual New Year's resolutions, or they can be fictional New Year's resolutions that they want to make for the city of Friendly Town. One of the resolutions that I would like to make for Friendly Town, as your acting mayor, Tyler, I would like to resolve that we cut down on cheese-based discrimination here in Friendly Town. Now, hear me out. I know you guys are thinking, you've got your favorite kind of cheese. You know it's your favorite kind of cheese, and you know it's the best cheese. But listen, Gouda and cheddar both have redeeming qualities. Limburger, well, fuck Limburger, but that's the reception, that's the exception I'm making. Limburger is kind of a bummer. Munster is pretty good. Munster is pretty good. But because here in Friendly Town we ran out of things to hate each other over, we found new things to, like, just arbitrarily hate each other over, like favorite kind of cheese. and there were the cheese wars that happened in November. It lasted for a couple hours. No one really died, but people threw a shitload of cheese at each other. That was a real bummer. My second New Year's resolution, only shit in toilets. And toilet-based receptacles. Like, things that resemble toilets. Like, it doesn't have to be a working toilet, but it has to look like a toilet. That should go without saying, but you'd be surprised. We've had a lot of problems with that in Friendlytown. Another resolution I've made is to start a cover band that only covers Donald Trump's tweets. That's basically, like, you know, I'm sure there's probably already a cover band out there. We live in such a hipster irony, like, society in the real world. I think there's probably already a cover band writing songs that are just angry tweets from Donald Trump and Martin Shkreli before he got kicked off. But I think that my Donald Trump cover band, all of our songs will be recorded exclusively on one of those old Talkboy recorders. Like you might remember from Home Alone 2, in which our president-elect made a cameo as a really nice man. Who would have thought? He's just like this stranger in a hotel that Kevin walks by and asks him for directions. But Donald Trump's like, through there, and that's how you check into the hotel by yourself, 10-year-old kid. All right, so you know, I would say that Friendlytown, you know, in Knoxville, we can resolve to be a little bit more understanding, but there's nothing to understand. So what I think we should resolve to do in Friendlytown is basically just bring it every Monday night here at the Pilot Light, because there's nothing the man can do about it. Even when far-right, what was it, demagogues? Is that the right word for it? Now, I'm going to say a word that Steve Bannon actually knows. Dudes. Far-right dudes. Has anyone ever noticed that Steve Bannon looks kind of like Ursula from Little Mermaid? Has anyone noticed that? That's another New Year's resolution. I'm just going to start, like, drawing conclusions between members of Trump's cabinet and Disney characters. Jeff Sessions, whoever wrote Song of the South. I'm just going to put that out there. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, New Year's resolutions, we're going to present this from a Friendlytown perspective. So, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to welcome the first Friendlytown City Council member to the stage. You guys might remember him from earlier. And why wouldn't you? Give it up for St. Thomas Lanoue.
Friendlytown, I got a New Year's resolution. I think we should all maybe participate in this New Year's resolution if you haven't already. I'm growing a mullet, okay? I'm about a quarter of the way there, and I got more to come. And here's why. Listen, hear me out, okay? Neo-Nazis have stolen the pompadour haircut. You heard about these people? They're called the alt-right, right? They're the new face of neo-Nazism, and they all dress real slick, and they look real nice, but don't be fooled. They're just Nazis. They're just more touchy-feely and esoteric, but they're the same Jew-hating sons of bitches. Listen, it's not fair that they took my favorite haircut, and they appropriated hipster culture for their hatred, so I think it's only fair, in return, that we take something of theirs. They take my favorite haircut, I get their favorite haircut. I got a mullet now, mullets are cool. Fuck them. Pompadour haircut, you're a jackass. Mullet, you're a fucking cool guy. New Year's resolution one. I only got one more New Year's resolution, and that's to eat more blueberries. Hear me out. Blueberries are full of antioxidants. Antioxidants are good at all kinds of bodily regulation, particularly the brain. I got a grandma. She suffers from dementia. She doesn't remember my name, doesn't remember my mom's name, doesn't remember nothing about who she is. And it's because her brain's all messed up. Here's why. Hear me out. She doesn't eat right. She eats garbage. We have food that is fed to us by multinational corporations that just put toxins in our food directly so that they can poison us, so that they can make us all sterile, so that there can be a globalist takeover of the whole population. And listen, and if you just ate healthier and ate more blueberries, our minds wouldn't go to shit. There's fluoride in the water. You start drinking that stuff, you start forgetting who you are, you get more docile. And they tell you it's good for your teeth, but they're full of shit. They don't know. They haven't tested that stuff. Do you even know it's in fluoride? It's a neurotoxin, man. All I'm telling you is that the government knows about all this stuff, and they know about it for a long time. There's global elites that control everything. They're out out there, they got a whole secret society of child molesting, rapist, occult sons of bitches. They got a crystal skull on the top of the Memphis Pyramid. I swear to fucking God. Don't let them fool you. They say it's a Bass Pro Shop. It's a goddamn diversion. All right? They're people. They fucking know it all, and they're fucking making machines to replace all of us, and they're going to kill us through our food because they know we like to eat, and they got us hooked on the Slim Jims, and they're fucking full of poison in those Slim Jims, and they won't tell you that, and you don't want to know it, but I'll tell you right now, I'm bringing you the truth, okay? So listen, they feed you the Slim Jims, you get sick, you get fat, you die of dementia because you didn't have enough blueberries, and then they move in with the machines that they taught how to harvest crops and taught how to make raw goods, and now the globalists live in this perfect utopian society, but where do they get the children from? Well, see, that's the thing. They still need us to reproduce, but not that much, because a smart kid is a wily kid. It's hard to pin down a kid and rape him if he knows what's going on. So you gotta make him dumb. So back to the Slim Jim thing. Listen, it's all in our food. It's about our pH, man. The water we drink is bad. I'm just saying, this tap water, it's acidic. I know people's pH got a body pH of 1, man. It's like they're practically just walking bobs of acid. And if you need to drink better water. I only drink that expensive bottled stuff, that Mount Fuji stuff or the alkaline water, stuff that bring my pH back up to a normal balance, because if they make you an acid brain, then you can't defend yourself from child rape. That's all I'm saying, is that there's a whole group of people out there that are trying to control us, and if we don't eat more blueberries, we're going to have a bad time. Listen, there's other ways we can counteract this. There's other ways, not just blueberries, there's other modes of protection. We need a multi-pronged strategy against the Slim Jim genocide. And what that is, mostly, is nutraceutical supplements. You don't know what they are, there's this guy, okay? He's a real smart fella. His name's Alex Jones. He sells things called, okay, nasinionine. You take it, and it makes you more virile. It gets your dick hard, pretty much. And if we get our dicks hard and we fuck, we can make more smart babies against the robot apocalypse. All I'm saying, hey, look, don't take too much to turn you blue, all right? Don't listen. I don't know why. It just does. I took a lot. I'm a little blue now. You don't have to say anything about it. I know it, okay? Listen, I don't care. My dick's blue, too, if you're wondering. I'm just saying. Okay, listen. All right, so okay, we got our dicks hard. We're going to reproduce against the...
I ask that the last comments be stricken from the records, ladies and gentlemen. Friendly Town City Council does not condone Alex Jones conspiracy theorists, even if their intentions are pure. Also, I don't know how strong that chloroform was that I just used.
Let's take his pants off!
No. Didn't you learn anything from what he was just talking about, bartending Mayor Todd? Oh man, we can't have one.
His dick was really blue.
Oh. Well, I can tell you it is, but you know, you also strike that from the records. We here at Friendly Town, like we said, in theory, both of his New Year's resolutions were fantastic. Also, I resolved to make a less potentially deadly mix of chloroform. That's going to be one of the things that I'm going to resolve for myself. But anyway, if someone wants to help me haul this body off of our city council stage, we would like to welcome the next city council member up here. You guys have known him because you bought alcohol from him. Everyone give it up for your bartending mayor, Todd Lewis.
Holy shit, I love St. Thomas LeDoux. So here are some New Year's resolutions. Some of these are new ones, some of these are old ones that I've had. I'm very into positive New Year's resolutions. It's like, I don't like it when people are like, oh, I'm going to lose 15 pounds. It's like we should be expanding stuff, not retracting it. Like, expand your mind, expand your waist, whatever. So my first, what are these called? Resolutions? Resolution. My first resolution is to roller skate more. I think we should all roller skate more. I think that's something the whole town can get behind. More roller skating. I didn't roller skate at all last year, so this one's going to be real fucking easy. Because just have to go once, you know, and I've already roller skated more. And, you know, then you can have, like, a nice little treat afterwards, maybe some ice cream to replenish your calories and, you know, feel better. Because that's a lot of exercise. All right, second resolution that I want to do, and I think you should all do, is create a new game with your friends. This is really easy. I have a few games that I play with my friends, and I'm going to give you some examples. One is see how many G.I. Joes you can casually slip into a conversation. It works out especially well if you're talking about football. Who do you think is going to win the Clemson-Alabama game, Tyler?
Alabama.
Yeah, I tell you, man, that Alabama Crimson Guard, they can really stop. They can put a roadblock up and stop that Clemson ambush. But, you know, them Clemson corners, they're nemesis enforcers. Man, I got the scoop. They're like a Lightfoot back there sneaking around, you know. And, like, when Nick Saban tries to roll them dice, he's going to be jinxed. He's going to come up snake eyes. He's going to duke the bed. It's just going to be grunt, skid mark sweatsuit. But that's an example. Another example is bring up episodes of King of the Hill with one of your friends and start talking about it. And then slowly making it not real. Because I don't know if you guys know this, but like King of the Hill has a whole bunch of like a go eat some dynamite and it's going to explode episodes. Like there's a bunch of episodes that are just like really, really far off the radar where crazy shit happens. And it's like really fun to start it out like, oh man, do you remember that one with the ostriches? And then Dale gets abducted by UFOs, you know, and then Opie gets in trouble and his daddy spanks him. It's like you go too far. It's fun, trust me. It's like you do three normal ones, and then you start doing weird ones. Okay, third game I like to play is I've got one of my friends. We like to read the Craigslist personals in a clown voice.
Ooh, I'm looking for someone to suck me off behind the dumpster during my lunch break.
It's a really fun game, but just like... I challenge every one of you to create a game equally or almost as fun as one of these games before the next year is over. All right, so another... I think I broke Tyler. Another thing that I think is a good idea is I also want to challenge everyone to try and learn new skills. And I always like try to be really ambitious, and I'm like, 52, one a week. Which is, like, way too much, but, like, just 12 or 4. Any number, really. But it doesn't have to be big things. It's just, like, learn how to grow a mushroom farm or, like, learn how to fix a flat bicycle tire? Is that a thing? I don't know. Learn words. Extend your vocabulary. All right. And the last one I will read you with, because I'm reading my paper. Everyone should read more books. And again, this is something you're going to start off really ambitiously and be like, I'm going to read 52 books a week. And then it's like a book a month. And then it's like, I'm going to read a book maybe if I get around to it. But like, try to read a book, at least a couple books. It'll make you smarter. It'll make you funnier. And it'll give you something to do while you're waiting for the nuclear fallout to pass. Thanks, everyone. I'm Todd Lewis.
All right, that was all well and good. I do move that we strike the nuclear fallout from the records. We're not going to ever let that happen again. Never again. Ever. We don't even talk about it. I'm surprised you used the nuclear, nay, all-out fey words, Todd. Other than that, though, the cloud voice thing. Mwah. If I could just do that, you know, you don't see this on the radio, those of you listening at home right now, but mwah, I did the thing where I put all my fingertips together and kissed it. And then kind of, yeah, okay. You guys know what I'm talking about, am I right? Friendly Town. All right, your next comedian / Friendly Town presenter is someone who is actually visiting Friendly Town from a land far off, something involving the letters SC, TV. He is the producer of the show SCTV, but he's really from the land of South Carolina, and he's passing through Friendly Town for a few days. So make him feel extra welcome. Give it up for Andy Cummins.
It's always great to visit Friendly Town. It's the friendliest town I've ever been to. The name fits. I personally want to say, you know, all these New Year's resolutions have sounded amazing and great, which brings me to my first New Year's resolution, which is to pretend that I care more about people's New Year's resolutions. That's first thing. So I suggest everybody do that. Just pretend. you don't have to really care. Just smile when somebody tells you that's their plan. You know? Just be like, that sounds great. That sounds great. That's good. The next New Year's resolution for me is smoke less weed. But eat more weed, you know? Like, edibles. It's better for you, you know? I think everybody should, you know, if you're not going to vape it, you know, and you don't want to look like a complete asshole, just make some butter, you know? Slap it on a biscuit, walk around town, eating wheat biscuits. Who's going to stop you? No cop's going to be like, hey, what's that guy doing? Walking around eating biscuits. That's weird, but cool. You know? I could walk around town eating biscuits. Another New Year's resolution for me is remember more names. You know, I'm not a name person. I'm a face guy. Like, I'm like, yeah, yes, I know that face. I don't know what your name is. Who are you again? Like, I have to do that a lot. I don't know if anybody here has to do that, but a lot of times, walking down the road, somebody will be like, "Hey, Andy," and I'm like, "Face." I've seen it before. But, you know, remember people's names. They like that. I like it when people remember my name. And I am an asshole who cannot reciprocate. Next New Year's resolution, plot more revolutions, right?
Woo!
Yeah! I'm just going to plot them out. Not really necessarily going to take part in them. You know, write them in a manifesto. You know, try and get it published. Maybe try one of them, you know. I don't know. I think my biscuit weed revolution will probably be the best one for me to just go with, you know. I'm starting it off, you know. What are all these kids walking around eating biscuits for? Biscuit revolution. My next one is similar to the mayor bartender. Whose name? Saint Face. Face of a mayor at a bar. He said, read more. Yeah, I want to do that. I want to read more. New Year's resolution for that to work is for me to learn to read. Everything I'm looking at is an emoji form right now. I'm from South Carolina. I don't know if you know this about my state, but you can graduate without being able to read. I have a high school diploma. I made it through 2 years of college. And then they found out I couldn't read. I got another one here. Start a business. Where I'm from. Good business plan is meth labs. I don't know if you guys have those up here. But where I'm at, it's a booming market, you know. That's a pun, slightly intended, because it can be explosive. I've seen one happen. It's not pretty. It smells bad. It's burnt tires. Burnt tires, you guys. Meth labs don't smell good. Not at all. Boiled peanuts, though. Those are good. Those are another popular staple from where I'm from. Boiled peanuts, methamphetamines, and fireworks. Those are, either one of those three, I'm doing good. Another thing I'm working on this year is maybe passing the New York bar exam based off the amount of Law and Order that I've been watching lately. They had one of those marathons on, and I think I've got it. Especially for the special victim stuff, you know. I'm really into that. And last but not least, my final goal for this year is to become enemy number one to the alt-right. That's my goal. I'm just going to, like, make as many jokes about how stupid white genocide is and how stupid, you know, white nationalists are. on Twitter, because that's where they all are. They're all there. They're all searching for hashtag white genocide, hashtag white nationalists. And then they try and give you information about how they're right. And then all you can do is be like, no, you're stupid. You know, we can do this all day long. You're not going to change the fact that I'm not a racist. But yeah, guys, let's do that. Let's everybody in here try our hardest to make the white nationalists of America hate us, you know? Because if I'm looking, yep, everybody in here is white. So it's really hard for them to hate us, but, you know, we should try. But that's about it. Don't come to South Carolina. Stay in Friendly Town. Well, you guys are awesome, and I really appreciate it. Give it up for Tyler Sonic Sanders. Yay!
One more time for Andy Cummins visiting Friendly Town from Greenville, South Carolina. Oh, that was transcendent. Ladies and gentlemen, your next presenter is one of the founding members of Friendly Town. It's with great honor that I bring to the stage your future mayor, for the next few minutes anyway, Mr. John Hurst.
I think the biscuit weed one is actually especially great, considering that Knoxville does have a biscuit festival, and I think we can integrate that through a revolutionary plot. I was just saying, the future is coming, and we're all very high during it. It's currently the 9th of January, if I recall correctly, and most of the time I'm collecting as many broken resolution promises as I can make to myself. I got a little bingo chart. And I'm currently about three through. I got my free space, of course, and I got three through here, which I will describe a couple of them in here. But I'm hoping to get all the way through so I can give myself a prize, which is infinite sadness. let's just see a few of them here. I promised myself that I will get more sleep, because I'm like a baby, basically. I want to sleep, but I don't want to sleep, and I'm just really cranky about it. So my solution, I've kind of got a fair consequence here, and I'm listening to more Dope Smoker by the band Sleep, and that's it's a 74-minute long, one single song, and I think, you know, you listen to that 8 times a night, you know, that's about the same thing, right? So that one's broken. I will cook more in the following year and not just use the oven as a container for pizza rolls, which I will say I broke yesterday, because I had a bunch of pizza rolls in it and they tasted good. And that's actually, I'm going to call that an improvement, because usually I just use a microwave. I was patient, good sir and good ma'ams. I was very patient, and I didn't wait the 2.5 minutes it takes to get the really bad pizza rolls. I wanted that crunchy feel. So you know what? I think that's actually kind of an improvement to me. I will cut out soda and beer, even though it is all around me at all times and there's no hope for escape. Especially me. I mean, like, well, I'm very much, I like to keep to myself a lot of times. So usually, that's my one solitude. Like, when I don't know what else to do, I'm just going to stare at my beer can like this. And like, hey, yep, this looks like I'm doing something. You just bob your head a little bit. You're at a concert. You're good. No one will bother you. Just listen to the music. Have fun. So, And the other one is, like, I will stop using Star Wars quotes as my default answer to everything, which I'm doing good on so far. I'm doing really good on this. I feel like I'm widening my path. I'm thinning out that, and like it's just a straight shot. It's like a wombat. It's like only 2 meters. I hit those all the time back home. I mean, shit. Anyway, the good news is that, you know, we got infinite Star Wars movies. We're never going to run out. God help us, everyone. But I'm going to end actually on a one that I haven't broken yet, because I haven't met anyone from Chum Village. But as a Friendly Town mayor, and like, I will be nicer to those jerkwads in Chum Village, even though they don't deserve it, because they are jerks. Yeah, just we got to be nicer to our neighbors. We have the we all share like the land. We all steer out of the affable ocean. We all want to be part of this great, big, friendly world, and we can be a friendlier town. But like, just saying hi to those people, those god-awful jerks in Chum Village. I mean, have you smelled them? They're the worst. They can't drive well. Like, you see your Chum Village place and go, ah, there's a Chum Villager. Huh, I should have known. They don't know the Friendly Town traffic laws. And that, you know, you say that and your friend nods and go, yeah, you're right. Those Chum Villagers. I'm going to try to stop doing that. And for my final resolution, just to end it off, I'm going to end being Friendly Town mayor for this moment. Thank you. Back to me.
He was the mayor for a few minutes, and it was wonderful. Have you guys ever microwaved a Tostino? Is it Tostinos? Are we talking about? Yeah, we're talking Tostinos here. They are available at the Friendly Town Market, $3.99 a box. Little did you know, if you are microwaving Tostino pizza rolls and your home gets invaded, they make a perfectly good weapon. You just pinch them and just fucking scald someone's face. Like, have you ever tried a Tostino's pizza roll straight out of the microwave? That shit is dangerous. It's like eating a bottle of mace. Just like crunching through a bottle of mace. Anyway, did you have any further comments? You looked as if you did.
No, that was perfect.
Oh, okay.
No, they're just a great little like signable weapon.
Oh, yeah. So just for future reference, in case we have to fight any of those West Side Story gang fights against the jerks in Chum Village, there you go. All right. Every Friendly Town meeting, we make a resolution to do everything we can to keep this next presenter off the stage. But in the interest of fairness, and because we technically have a few minutes left, I guess, ladies and gentlemen of the City Council, please put your hands together for your next very funny presenter, Mayor Greg Raines.
Friendly Town, as your mayor, my resolutions are more than laws right now. I will decree that all silent but deadly farts be named Silent But Violence, especially if you went to the Taco Hut. Another one is that I am not like the Trump of America. I do believe in one thing. Everyone bitches about how gays have the right to marry. I'll just make marriage illegal. All marriage. We can finally be happy. And also, since Trump wants to get rid of all birth control, I will have another step with that. You must get approval to have sex that is not anal. Another resolution, this is actually my actual real resolution as a mayor. Pet more puppies. That's it. Like a little ball of fluff that you just want to go, yada, 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 yada. Another resolution. Alcohol should be half off. That's it. Another resolution. Anything named pumpkin spice is illegal. Every time when I go to a bar here in Friendly Town, there's always a pumpkin spice vodka, and they should call it the basic bitch shot. Another one, vaping should only be necessary if you have cancer, because you're already a cancer to society. My final resolution, anyone that is single in Friendly Town has to have their home invaded to see if they're molesting a pillow. That is it.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the point in the city council meeting where I have to explain what just happened. Everyone has to have their home invaded to make sure they are molesting a pillow or not molesting a pillow?
Not
molesting a pillow. Okay, and here's what he meant by that. What he means is that someone who is molesting a pillow needs some love, you know? And I think if we were to do a very just, you know, friendly home invasion, not like, you know, breaking someone's window, you know, maybe like, you know, knock, knock a couple times and then open it if it's unlocked, because we don't lock our doors here in Friendly Town, and just walk in and be like, hey, Friendly Town Pillow Molestation Council, we're here to make sure you're not molesting any pillows. And then if the person, you can be molesting a pillow in another room, you just have to yell, No, I'm not molesting a pillow. Not molesting a pillow at all. And then they just let you, they just leave you on your way. And I think that's what he was trying to say.
You know what works so much better with the catcher's mitt?
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, specifically, like, one of those old-timey ones that, like, Yogi Berra used to use that have, like, the extra... Okay. that's going to be saved for a future Friendly Town City Council meeting where we talk about, like... most embarrassing sexual encounters. Why we would do that as a city council, I don't know. We're Friendly Town. That's why. There's no good reason. We never have any reason for anything we do here. But we do do it every Monday night here at 7:30 at the Pilot Light. And thank you all so much for being part of this. Tell your friends. Like us on Facebook. It's facebook.com/friendlytownknoxville. Super easy to remember. We are going to have issue 2 of our zine come out very soon. These resolutions will all be in it under the city council pages site. It's really just a newspaper for Friendly Town, but it's a zine, and they're going to be on sale for at all of our future shows. You can also hit us up on Facebook. We're very nice, and most of the time just waiting for someone to post something that we can like because we've run out of things to find on the internet. But that's another Friendly Town City Council meeting. Find us something fun to watch on the internet, where we all just hang out here and watch it on the internet. Because we can. That's the beauty of it. Anyway, we are Friendly Town. You guys are great. Thank you for being here. See you next Monday at 7:30 p.m. right here at the Pilot Light. Have a good night. Get home safe. We love you. Bye.